Sam Noel here with High Plains Radio and KFNF, joined alongside with head coach of the Oberlin Lady Red Devils, Brandon Gehring, after his senior from this past year, Briley Minnick, just signed to play at MCC. And, Coach, I'm sure it's always a good feeling seeing, you know, all your girls graduate and go on and do things. But obviously to play basketball, that's pretty fun, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. No, anytime I can have a kid that falls in love with the game that I love so much and eventually get some money to go play somewhere, you know, and help pay for education. I just feel like that's so important. I mean, I've had a few of them do it, and Briley's been one of the best we've had go through our program, and it's well-deserved. And for her to go to McCook is really cool because she'll be so close to family. And hopefully, you know, the team, we can get up and watch her play. And, super proud of her.
And, you know, you kind of mentioned Briley. She's played a lot of games for you, started a lot of games for you, too. I guess, you know, what's made her so deadly for you as, you know, just kind of all over, but what's made her such a great player for you?
I mean, she's just been so versatile. I mean, since she was a freshman, she's played a guard, and she's been one of the tallest, longest girls on our team. And we've been able to, you know, use her in multiple ways, from bringing the ball down the court to, you know, playing inside as a post. You know, it makes her really tough out in this area. You know, I remember going into her sophomore year, we went to a really tough tournament over the summertime, and we lost our point guard for the summer due to an ankle injury. And she's the one that we moved into that position. And, you know, she's just always willing to do things. And, you know, I think McCook's going to love her versatility and in her length. And then, like I said, her love for the game.
And, you know, obviously you get to coach her for 4 years. I guess what's a favorite Briley moment that you've got over the past 4 years?
You know, when she hit that three 2 years ago against Maywood, that's always going to stand out in my mind. I mean, I've got a lot of moments, but as soon as she got it in her hands, and, you know, Maywood was a top-ranked team in Nebraska, and we went up there as big underdogs, and she got it with no hesitation and all confidence, and just and shot it from NBA range and buried it. You know, you just knew at that time how special she was and what kind of special player she was. And then she's had plenty of other moments that, you know, just trying to recap off the top of my head, I can't go through them all, but that one will always stand out to me.
And obviously means a lot for your program to you know, have somebody to move on and play college basketball, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it gives kids something to go for. You know, I like the fact that our newspaper's here, and, you know, she's got family and friends and other teammates that come out to support her, because, you know, it just shows that if you work hard, you can go on to college and do what you love, and maybe it'll pay for your education at the same time.
Well, Coach, thanks for being able to sit down and chat, and congrats.
Yep, thank you.